All right. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. And Katie and I are just here struggling together. We thought you might want to hear about it too. So here we are. And we didn't even know what to talk about. We asked my son because Katie called me while I was on a drive home and Porter said Legos. And we considered it.
We considered it. I definitely made him think that we were probably going to do it.
I thought that was really sweet of you because it really did sound like you really thought we might talk about Legos.
I'm a straight up liar.
You're an impressive liar. Anyway, so we're not talking about Legos, but I thought, at least in my life, there's so many new things going on. It's too many new things.
You are in a big season of change, as I know. All of the ladies would say.
I'm the emoji with the top of my head exploding. That's what I feel like. What do you call that one? Anyway, so we are going to talk about new things that are exciting to us because that's all I can think about right now.
Yeah, you have a lot of new things. I have no new things. So when I think about new things, I think about it is Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
What can I add to my life that just makes the boring things new and shiny?
Because with the virus and all the things, everything seems the same.
Right. It's been a long spring break.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So,
all right.
Are your kids back in school already?
Not yet. So we are just starting, like, teacher letters are coming home soon. We still have almost a month.
Wow. Okay. So we started, and maybe this is all of the schools, but they are now doing like synchronous schedules where they go to like lectures, like the teachers are videoing themselves and the kids have to sign on at the right time to do the class. And so Lane's now in middle school. And so now she has to sign on to like six different classes.
Oh my gosh.
With six different teachers. It's just interesting. It's very different than do a couple worksheets because we don't know what's happening because this was sprung on all of us.
Right. Now, last year she was in elementary school. Now she's middle school. So now it's a whole different ball game.
Whole different ball game. But also even Porter in elementary school, he has to go and like talk to a teacher and video with his whole class all day long.
Okay. So totally. No,
but none of that happened last time.
Right. We are in person, but here's our twist. We have to make our own instruments this year. I have very little information about this coming year other than you don't have a choice. You are sending the kids to school. However, virtual one day, which is fine. But they said now, but you guys are going to have to make your own musical instruments.
What does that
class
mean? Oh my.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That's something that I can just imagine mom being like, yes, she would love that.
A spray paint styrofoam.
By the way, guys, you have to hear what my mom did to me. It was the meanest thing ever. Speaking of my mom in a podcast, did not end well for me. A couple of times ago, was it a Patreon episode? I can't remember. A main episode. Anyway, I said
that.
It was
a main episode. No, it was like Donkey Days of Summer. Yep.
Okay. And I think she misunderstood me because I never mean to be hurtful and I'm always really kind. Anyway, no, just kidding. I was being a jerk. But I said that we always had to go to Sears and I hate Sears because it smells like tires and your childhood was better than mine and it smelled good. You went to Bath and Body Works and all of that stuff was true.
It is true. But I mean, it just depends on how you look at it. She was a single mom back in the day.
The whole time she's always been.
So anyhow, mom sent us a package and she said, I'd really like it if you two girls would open it together. And we said, should we open it with you, mom? And she said, no, just you two would be fine.
And so we did. And as we opened it, Katie's talking about how great it smells. And I didn't really have a great smell coming from mine.
It was a beautiful white bag with pearls sewn on it. Just a little beautiful satchel.
Sachet.
Sachet. It's a lot of shush sounds with some vowels. And mine smelled like lavender. And I was like, wow, this is the most fresh, creamy lavender smell I have.
She was using so many adjectives to describe the great smells coming out. And I was like, oh, well, mine doesn't really smell great, but, and I thought, well, maybe mine smells like licorice. I don't know. It's like kind of rank, kind of. And I didn't, before I figured it out, I said, it smells like Discount Tire Company. And then when we, like the lobby of Discount Tire Company is what I said. And then as we started talking about, I wonder why, and I was still trying to make the best fix. I'm like, huh, maybe it just doesn't appeal to me, this particular smell. Anyway, my mother bought brand new tires, cut them up, and sent me a potpourri bag full of tires.
A little like one by one squares of tire scraps.
That was so mean.
And on the top of both of the sachets was a note that said, I really enjoyed the Donkey Days of Summer episode.
Love, Mom.
So funny.
Anyway, I should learn my lesson and never talk about her again. Unless yes. It's to say how great of a mom she was.
Right. All right. So what's your new thing?
Okay. So I think I told you last time that we recently bought a tiny little condo in the kind of like the woods. I don't know.
Okay.
So that's been a new thing, which is great. But every weekend we've been like assembling furniture, carting furniture up there, trying to make a house from nothing. It's just been a lot. It's great. Right. I've still not sent you any pictures even.
I know. I want a walkabout where you walk about with a camera strapped to your head.
I know. I haven't done the walkabout, but I did put a Ruggable in there. And
Oh my gosh.
I love a bowl, the Ruggable.
Right. Priscilla Maccabee will be calling you any day now if you proclamation.
No, I really like it. Oh, we are though on our third couch because I keep changing my mind. The first couch was because my husband wanted it to fold out into a futon.
Great.
But I wanted it to be like cute and like not chunky and huge. I wanted it to be dainty. I don't know. I want it to be comfortable, but it's not that huge of a space. So I felt like a big couch was going to swallow everything up.
Okay.
So I was trying to make both of us happy. Well, so I got one that I liked, but I couldn't see in the picture that there's a thing that juts out the back of it so that the futon can lay flat.
Oh.
It would be fine if it was up against the wall, but it's in the middle of the room and that's just not going to work.
No good.
So I had to return that one. Then I got another one. Then I decided I didn't like that color. That one's coming on Thursday. So I'm going to refuse that one. And then a third one's coming.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we've had this conversation before with the couch not that long ago, right?
I don't know. I spent 3 hours assembling patio furniture. Then I just was, it's aluminum. So it wasn't even supposed to be hot in the sun, but it was so hot in the sun. Oh, so then I took that apart and returned that to Home Depot today. So there's just been lots and lots of buying and lots of returning.
Assembling, disassembling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun, but it's like so much work. And then for some of the days, there was no electricity. So there was no air conditioning and there was also no light because it just hadn't been turned on yet.
Right.
So it was like 95 degrees. So I don't know. It really is fun, but it's been a lot.
And you spend your whole weekend doing it. So then the rest of your life is kind of like behind, right?
Yeah. We've done the majority of it. And we did spend this weekend up there with the air conditioning on. And it's like coming together. I have four really cute bar stools. But it's been hard because we want to go up there and have this fun time. But then if we're going to rent it out, so it has to like be taken care of.
Right.
And we want everybody to have fun and be there, you know, like let loose. But it's also a condo and we share walls on either side and someone's below us. And so our kids aren't used to having sharing. People around us
right.
in that way. And so we're trying to be extra thoughtful.
Right.
So we're on the kids extra hard. And so it's like ends up being everybody's walking on eggshells and right. that's not what we are wanting.
You'll find the groove. For now, you're getting used to it. You're going to find the groove and they're going to be like, we're at the condo. And then they'll drop their bags and they'll go to the lake or whatever. You know?
I hope so. Yeah.
It's going to
I just think also my husband, concerned about the financial part of it, is wants to hurry up and rent it out. And I'm like, but we got this for us. So I don't know. It's just, yeah, we're finding this. It's just a tension of we don't know what's happening or how it's going to look.
Right.
But isn't it stressful and taking up all of our time right now?
Yeah. So the plan is Airbnb it and then enjoy it when nobody's in it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or whenever we want it, we just won't have it open for them, but Airbnb it the rest of the time. Yeah.
Wonderful. I think that sounds so fun. I mean, it sounds really crappy right now, but it's gonna be so fun.
Right now it super is, but it is fun. The kids can just walk down the lake and they were getting, you know, eaten by all the fish, like laying in the water and feeling the fish bite them. And they just, for some reason, were like, it was amazing. I'm like, that's great. That's love so it. Fun. They see deer every day. We went on little hikes to waterfalls. And so it really is fun, but it's also with that, we got a TV because you're going to Airbnb it. You're going to have a TV. Well, then all of a sudden the kids bring their laptops up from school and all of a sudden we're in a new location on screens. And I'm like, oh, this is not my vision of this. So just all, and I don't want to be like the no fun mom that just says, put the screens away, find your own fun. And then they, you know, get in trouble and it's because I don't know. It just feels
like a lot.
You're going to figure it out. You're going to find an ice cream shop or you're going to find a this or a that, or maybe they're going to make friends. And when they make friends, they're going to be gone all the time.
And that would be really cool.
Right.
That would be the best.
Guys, we're busy. We work and we serve others a lot. We spend a ton of time thinking about, shopping for, and preparing meals for our families. I know that I talk about Prep Dish all the dang time, but they really do help me struggle well when it comes to meals for my family. I really think this is your year to try Prep Dish. And if you use code MSW, you'll get 2 weeks for free. Free meal planning? Yes, please. Meal prep makes me feel like such a winner, and Allison and her crew have created all kinds of meal plans to keep your family healthy and happy too. I am digging the paleo plan, and Katie is loving the keto plan, and there are gluten-free options as well. One of my favorite things is they're all whole food based. Head to prepdish.com/MSW today and get 2 weeks of meal plans totally free.
That's what's so a new cool thing you have going on?
All right. So I'm bored, to be frank. Okay. I'm bored in the house. And so something that has been really fun is we've been making fancy coffees at home.
Oh, I'm okay.
Working a lot less at the Starbucks.
Yeah.
And so I'm just home a lot and we're trying to like go out and have fun, but sometimes we're just at the house. So I have like a Verissimo milk frother, which they have them for quite cheap. You can get them for like $30. I got one.
Is it one of those things that looks like a whisk?
Yes. Mine is like a little canister, like picture the inside of a tin can that you would eat green beans in.
Okay.
And then on the outside of it, it's got a little machine, but inside of it is that little whisker. So you could just, you could just buy the little whisk thing, which I think they have like battery operated ones for cheap. A milk frother.
Okay.
So I've been doing, I always do cold brew at the house.
Yeah.
My husband drinks it cold. I drink it hot. So our little.
Me too. Eric's always cold and I'm hot. And we also drink cold brew.
That's adorable. Okay. So our little milk frother has a hot setting and a cold setting. Since ours isn't the one that you stick inside of a cup of milk, ours is a tin can canister. You can
of green it. Beans.
It's very confusing, but if you just follow along. So I can make hot foam for mine and he can make cold foam for his.
I didn't know you could have cold foam.
It's a whole Starbucks thing. So at Starbucks, what's really popular is vanilla sweet cream cold foam. So it's the recipe is vanilla syrup, pumps of vanilla syrup. So you can add your own sweetener of any kind. You can even buy like the Torani vanilla sweetener. And then heavy cream and 2%. At the house, I do heavy cream at the house, he does like almond milk or 2%. And so we just make a little froth for our drinks and we put it on our drinks with like a little bit of cinnamon powder, and then our coffees are fun.
That's really cool. And I like it. And I have a question.
What?
At Starbucks,
yeah.
Do you make the foam for every drink?
Yes, you have to do it for everyone. So there's all kinds of cold foams now. It's a whole, you know.
I noticed that.
There's salted cold foam. There's almond milk cold foam. There's chocolate cold foam.
Is it so annoying?
No, because I love them all, because it's so, I like making them because I love giving them out, because they're so good to drink, because you get a little
they're bit beautiful. Of foam.
You're the one that showed it to me way a long time ago. You get a little bit of the foam in the drink and a little bit of the coffee, and it's just a little bit sweet.
Nice.
It's perfect. It's the best.
That's great.
All right. What else is new?
I think that I enjoy podcasts and I listen to a lot of them, but because I've been in the car so much going back and forth to this house,
to and from. It,
when I'm going over Hill and Dale,
yes,
I have been listening to books on tape, but they're not on tape. Sound like I'm 100.
You do. The books on tape.
Books on 8-track. I've been listening to, what do you call
them?
I've been
bringing the recorder down. What's it called?
The big the reel to reel. Audible.
Audiobooks.
Thanks. I'm like, books on what? Books on, I don't have a word to put there. Anyway, and so I've been listening to a lot of Audible, and you get like a credit a month.
Right.
That's not enough credits. I'm buying all kinds of extra credits.
Right.
Anyway, so I wanted to share the, some of the ones that we've been listening to.
Oh, yeah.
We've been like liking the Beverly Cleary, Ramona.
Yes.
They're so funny. They're so, so funny.
Is she age 8 through all the books?
No, huh? She starts a little bit younger, but I always remember Ramona Quimby age 8. But man, right. She's a jerk. And she, I would have, as a kid, she was funny. And as a mom, I'm like, that girl's the worst.
Yes. You know what's funny? We're reading Junie B. Jones.
Okay.
And our kids can't stop talking about it because one of the first books is Junie B. Jones and the Stupid Smelly Bus. And I have heard that title 45,000 times just because they love to say it. That's all they're talking about.
But anyway, we, the whole family is enjoying Ramona books. And you can buy for one credit the whole, all the Ramona series.
Oh, that's nice. You can get them all.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon. I'm so sorry.
What is that?
It's Pokemon. I've just had a lot of coffee.
Okay. Okay. We'll edit that out. Just kidding. And then, but an Audible original, I don't understand. Sometimes they seem to be free and sometimes they're not free. I don't understand. Maybe they're free for the first month. I'm not sure. But there's an Audible original called Stuck, and it's a boy who, there was a bully, and so he wished that he could just stay 11 so he didn't have to go to middle school.
Okay.
And it worked. And he's on his 10th time of going through fifth grade, and he is so over it, but he can't figure out how to move to 12.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, but that's been really fun. We won't listen to that. There's also one called Wishes and Wellingtons. That's a really good kids book.
Okay.
I've also been, I tend to not like the stories that are about wartime because they make me nervous.
Oh, and those are some of the only ones that I like.
Isn't there one called All the Light We Cannot See?
Yes. I tried to read that over the last couple of weeks and I just returned it. I became so overwhelmed because it goes like, the chapters are so strange. It's like one page chapter about someone and then another chapter is like two pages about somebody else. And I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
But it got
I tried to read
reviews.
That and I couldn't. I know. Oh, everybody really? Loves it. Yeah.
Oh, no, not us.
Well, anyway. I don't know how I ended up listening to stories that were about World War I and World War II, and I've really enjoyed them now. So I've listened to two that I liked.
Okay.
I think that I like listening better because they act them out as well, so it's interesting. Anyway, but I listened to the Alice Network.
Okay.
I'm still actually finishing that one up. And The Things We Cannot Say. That was also really good. So anyway, I just thought I would share that I'm spending a lot of money on books on tape, which is not what they are.
You really have been spending a lot of time in the car.
That's I told you, I've been assembling. So, no, it's just like assembling and hanging curtains. And, right. you know, you don't, when you see a house and it's furnished, it looks very different than when you, then they've taken everything out and you see so many nasty walls. And I've been killing giant spiders and there's raccoons run all over the top of the roof. I wouldn't have known what they were, but the lady I bought the house from says, she's like, you're going to think that it's reindeer. It's like, well, I don't know if I would have thought that. It sounds like people running around on the roof. And she said they will come onto the patio and just like look in the Arcadia door.
Yes, we have some that do.
Do you have that?
They were adorable. Their little hands. They're like little people.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. And they're running all around the roof all night. And then they just come down to poop on my patio. So I don't know why I'm talking about the raccoons now, but I've never actually seen them, but I'm looking forward to it.
They're adorable. You know, I didn't think that they were real. I thought they were only in cartoons.
What?
Brandon, when he first moved to South Carolina, I was still in Arizona. We were dating long distance. And he's like, I think there's raccoons here because, you know, I can see like footprints and stuff on my truck. And I'm like, ah. And then I'm like, wait, what?
Like unicorns?
They just
I saw a really funny bumper sticker that said, if you see a unicorn, stop doing drugs.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
Advice.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, but not true for raccoons because they real.
All right. So something that is new for me, I tried it for the first time last night. I'm a fan. I just bleached my hair and my curls are like, a what? You want me to curl? You just
they don't like
everything good from my life. No.
Yes.
They're straight. The ends of my hair could not be straighter.
Oh, even when you try to curl it.
Oh yeah. I'm like, just do all the curly things that I've ever done. And yeah. They're like, nope. Like elbows out. Like stiff as a board. Nope. Very weird. And it's also like a frizz ball. It's like totally new hair.
Are you putting a lot of conditioner on it?
I am. I'm like moisturizing like crazy. So anyway, my new thing is, this is from Cardi B. No, I do not agree with a lot of things that she does. Yes, I unfollowed her for some crazy things that she's done recently. But I unfollowed her, she shared with me
one last bit of information.
That's that you like. This hair mask that she puts on her hair. You can find the recipe online. But it's avocado, argan oil, mayonnaise, castor oil, olive oil, an egg, a banana, and some honey. And I made that mask and I put it in my food processor and I put it in my hair and I clogged my sink on accident.
Cardi did not mention that.
Right. Because she's rich. Who knows what happened in her house, but she doesn't have to deal with it. So anyway, blend it.
Someone makes it for her. You know it.
No, she made it. I could tell. I could see her long fingernails making it.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, I put it in my hair and I really liked it. I put it in there for a whole evening.
Did it smell good?
It didn't smell good. It smelled like an overripe banana.
Okay.
It gets hot over time. But anyway, I'm just trying to put a lot of moisture in my hair, but hair masks are fun. So I'm definitely going to do something similar to that once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be a broken record, but Pro's hair mask is so good.
Oh, you got the hair mask. Now I just got the shampoo and the conditioner coming in the mail.
You're going to love it. It makes my hair so curly. It's going to fix
so
that.
I'm so excited.
So you bleached all your hair? Cause it looks really dark.
Yeah. It's like way bleach blonde. I mean, it's like a balayage.
Balayage. Okay. I have no idea what that is.
It just means like more light on the bottom than on the top. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I saw that you made, what's my niece's name? She thinks I'm Erica. I'll call her Jordan.
Her name is Joni and she calls you Aunt Erica because she's very confused. You live too far away. That's the truth. So anyway, yes, I did. I bleached my kid's hair because we need something new. She has long blonde hair anyway, so the tips are pretty blonde from been at the beach a lot lately. But I did a little more bleach, like random little pieces, because she has little curls at the end of her hair. So I pulled those up and I bleached them. And then I did them pink, just like a pink toner that's like super safe for kids. And her ends were so far away that I didn't worry about, wasn't worried about the bleach too much with her. But then my son came in, he's like, I need that. So we the front of his hair and now it's pink too.
Well, oh my gosh. I love it.
It was fun. So fun. And then the toner will fade and then we can do another color. If you want to do that to your kids, Arctic Fox, I think is what it's called, is this toner, semi-permanent hair color that is like vegan and totally safe for kids. It smells so good and it'll wash out, you know, in a couple of washes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, cool. But it doesn't get any of your stuff dirty or anything.
Oh, that's good. That's the hard thing is saying now you get to be still for an hour. Oh, doesn't every kid love that?
Yeah, no, it has to sit for like half an hour. But after that, you wash it out and it's not going to like get their sheets dirty or anything like that.
Got it. Cool. Yeah.
All right. What else is new?
Okay. Well, my final new thing is that I quit my job and I'm getting a new job.
So many new things for you.
A lot of new things. So I am going to be working not specifically with eating disorders, but more broadly with mental health in my county, all ages and all mental health issues.
Okay.
My job is going to be on a team of other professionals who are all going to work together, therapists, social workers, and nurses, to help fill in any gaps that people have in their lives that are causing them to go inpatient.
So I love that. I love that it's local.
Yeah, I like that too.
And I love that it's mental health because you're so good at it and you're so interested in it. So you need to be good at it.
Yeah, I think it'll be really helpful for being a nurse practitioner because I'll get a lot of really practical, new, just a lot of really good experience.
And they pay for your school.
They pay for my school.
Could not be better.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I get to wear real people clothes. So I've been shopping.
Oh my gosh.
And did you know that on Stitch Fix, you can pick, you don't just have to get like a fix, they call it. You can now shop things that they think you're going to like based on profile of your fashion or whatever.
Tell me, I don't remember what Stitch Fix is. Tell me the whole, what's their deal?
I think it's like that Nordstrom box that you liked.
Yeah. So it's like you say what you kind of like generally, and then they just send you options.
Yes. And you can get them once a month or every 3 months or whatever. But you can also now shop things that they maybe would have picked out for you based on things that you like and just buy one thing at a time.
Okay, cool. Do you have to buy it or can you send it to your house, try it on, like it, don't like it, send it back?
Yeah, send it back and it's free. Okay. Because typically you pay $20 for a stylist, but then that $20 goes towards the item that you purchase out of your fix of five things. But like now you can just shop for things that they are picking out for you.
Got it. Nordstrom is the same exact way with the $20 credit towards whatever.
Yeah, so that's fun. I'm excited to wear regular people clothes.
Now, these are like business casual, like adult nice clothes.
Yes.
Okay.
But then on Friday, we get to wear jeans.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's my new thing. Emily, congratulations on your job. I knew the second that you told me that you interviewed that you were going to get it.
You did?
I knew it.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't you tell me? I was so nervous.
I like when you talk like that because it's so not you. Okay. Democracy jeans with ab technology. I'll look them up.
Okay. What do you like about them?
They're just the best. Every time I go to Arizona, I go shopping at Nordstrom Rack because we don't have Nordstrom Rack here. And we may have Nordstrom, but it's far away and very expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
These pants are so flattering. They're just jeans. A lot of them are like ankle, kind of like crop.
Mm-hmm.
But they have all kinds of style. And this ab technology, I tell you what, they are true to size to where you can buy them online. Like if you know your jean size, get them.
Yeah.
They've got regular jean. They look the same from the outside with the zipper and the button. But it also on the inside of the jeans has like a elastic band that kind of sucks things in.
Are they high-waisted?
They're high-waisted, but this elastic really helps. But they don't look weird from the outside. They don't look like elastic from the outside.
Democracy, ab technology.
Yes, democracy with ab technology, which sounds ridiculous, but
it does
they're
sound
from
ridiculous.
Nordstrom Rack, and so they're cool, okay? And so every pair I have ever tried on, I'm like, my favorite jeans I've ever had. I have a pair of camo, and then I have a light pair of jeans and a dark pair of jeans, and they look a dang good.
Well, good, because you were talking about how you didn't like how your clothes fit.
I know, I'm like,
that was before ab technology.
It was before ab technology.
Man.
Okay. What's giving you life?
Giving me life. Okay, so I've already talked about how I have to buy some new clothes because I basically have sweats, jeans that don't fit, that do not have ab technology, and scrubs.
Right.
So I had to buy some new clothes. So I have been buying some random pieces from Stitch Fix. But I found this company. I just looked up best work pants.
Oh.
Women.
Perfect.
Because I don't understand, like, my bottom half is the part that I'm the least comfortable buying clothes for. Maybe that's everybody. But, like, I don't have, some women have, like, such a big chest that that's a problem or whatever. Like, that's not my deal. It's right. Everything below my belly button is a problem. So, right. I just don't ever like how anything fits, ever, ever, ever.
Right.
So I want comfortable, but I don't want to be squeezing myself in. I'm comfortable in jeans. I could figure that out, but I can't wear jeans to a job.
Got it.
Apparently, I don't know why. I feel like I should be able to, but that's fine. So I found a brand called, I think it's A Day or A Day, A-D-A-Y.
Okay.
It's so comfortable. Their deal is, it's kind of like minimalist, super comfy. You don't have to buy a bunch of different things. Just have classic few items.
Got it.
And I like them.
A Day is the brand. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Is it just pants?
No, it's everything.
Okay.
It's like, what do you call the capsule wardrobe type of a feeling where everything could go with itself?
Yes, got it.
And I honestly, we started recording. I bought 4 bottom half things because I've got plenty of shirts. But I don't ever buy the bottom half because I don't like them.
Right.
So these are some pants.
Oh, nice. They're like a little swishy, but they have a little bit of a pleat and a pretty bow at the top.
Yeah, but they don't, but they're so comfortable. They feel like, they need to feel like pajamas or I'm not going to wear them. I'm sorry.
Got it.
Comfort is always going to be more important than anything else.
Anything. Children.
Comfort wins. Yes. So anyway, nice. I like that brand.
Perfect. Okay. What is giving me life is craziest thing. It's not that crazy. It's a big deal to me. Not a lot's going on. Okay. So day before yesterday, I went to Walmart and I do my grocery order Friday nights, pick it up on Saturday, Walmart grocery pickup. Well, I forgot to we do our shopping list on Amazon on Alexa. You know, when we run out of milk, we say, Alexa, add milk. Bam.
Yes, I still feel sad every time you say that my husband won't let me get an Alexa. But
your
go ahead.
Your husband's against robots. I don't know why your life's so hard. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So that is our main shopping list, right? And then I just have to say, what am I going to have for dinner this week? And then I put those things on a list. And I forgot the Alexa shopping list. So everything that we had run out of, I didn't add to my list. I only bought things for eating for the week. So
hold it. Mm-hmm. How do you retrieve Alexa's list?
There's an app for Alexa. So okay. She can do all kinds of things in the app. But in the app, you can.
Dang it. I don't even want to know what she can do.
She's magical. So I had to do a separate grocery order the following day. I was like, man, I'm a bummer. Let me fix my mistake. I did an order. I went the next day and picked it up. That's 2 days in a row at the Walmart and the grocery pickup. Not my favorite, not the worst. That's just what I've done today.
So far, the story is captivating. I just have to say, it's as exciting as when I was talking about my box spring mattresses all the time.
I am speechless.
I know. shoot. Now I feel like I was being mean. I was
dang old. Long story short, I went to Walmart two days in a row. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Rachel, edit it out if you want to, because my goodness. Now, today is the day of my second Walmart trip. Okay. I get to my trunk. I look at my groceries and I say, golly gee whiz, these aren't my groceries.
I bet that's not what you said. So somebody, you got loaded up the wrong groceries?
I got loaded up with extra groceries. So we unloaded them all into the house because now they're mine. Walmart's not taking them back. They're at my house.
Did you pay for them as well?
I only paid for mine. So it's a happy surprise. I got my groceries and I got a bag of somebody else's groceries. In that bag, I got powdered donuts. My kids helped me unload groceries. Okay. They were like, what? Cool Ranch Doritos, 2 liters of Diet Coke, Fritos, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh man.
And a bunch of lotion. So can you believe
that? I love that
it's all junk food and they won't take it back. Like if I called them right now and said, I got a whole bunch of somebody else's groceries, they'd be like, have a nice day.
Well, and you know, that person who was like really getting ready for some Cool Ranch Doritos, then lubing themselves up.
Poor people. I was going to take a bath in my lotion tonight.
Get my crunch on.
Big old bottles of lotion. I'm just so excited. The kids, they took their iPads out. They were taking pictures of all the bags. They were like, I'm going to show my friends. We never get that crap. It was so exciting.
That's hysterical. I love it. Sorry for saying rude things about your story. It turned out to be really great.
Great. Thanks. What's killing you softly? Make it quick.
That story. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Something that's killing me softly, and I just already said it, but the fact that I'm on my third couch, I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah. There's too many couches.
And here's the root of it, because I just want to dig down a little deeper.
Okay. Let's get into it.
If there's something wrong with an item, people are happy, and I'm talking about Wayfair, West Elm, Pottery Barn, Overstock.com, all these places that I'm very familiar with at this time, Home Depot, they are so happy to take it if something's broken. And I think that's fine. Take it back. Thank you. Good doing business with you. They have a thing against buyer's remorse. They will not pay for shipping. They will not take some items back.
Right.
If I just am remorseful. And I just need to say, I've got so much remorse. I feel bad all the time. So I need a break. I need you to pay for shipping. Like Wayfair, they're like, yeah, we'll take it back, but you're paying to ship it back. Well, some of the shipping is like $100. Right. I'm losing so much money on all these couches.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you can't just say, I'm not happy with it. I don't like it. That's different than...
That's buyer's remorse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it has to be broken. So like when there was that thing jutting out the back of a futon that it's going to be a tripping hazard, not to mention a giant eyesore.
Right.
That is buyer's remorse. Mm. Even though it's black and in the picture, you like couldn't even see it.
Right.
I wouldn't have bought something. And in the picture, it's up against a wall. No, in the picture, it's in the middle of a room like I was going to have it.
Right. That's false advertising then. I'm going to sue them.
Sue them. Anyhow, so I just think that I want equal rights for buyer's remorse. Wrong, as defective, it should be just as, because I'm losing a lot of money here.
I hear you. It's ridiculous.
Thankfully, my husband, who won't let me have an Alexa, is totally fine with me returning as many couches as I want to get what I like. He doesn't hassle me at all for all the changes that I've made.
That's so nice of him.
And I appreciate that.
Yes.
So he can be an anti-robot if he wants.
I don't know. I'd rather have an Alexa.
That's so rude. What's killing you softly?
Okay. So we are moving and we have put in our request to move. We don't move until next year.
Yes.
But it's killing me softly that we are supposed to find out by August 31st and it is not yet August 31st. It's about mid-August, depending on when this drops, this hot pod. And I just don't know yet. And it's making me crazy.
Because you, I mean, you didn't put, I wanted you to go to Japan, Spain.
You wanted me to move as far away as possible?
Because then we can visit you.
You can visit. Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping, I'm really hoping for San Diego so we can be close to our family and we can just buy like all the best surfing like brands. Like I just want cute Hurley dresses.
Yeah.
At the ready.
So, but it sounds like you're probably going to get to go there.
Yes. So our first three picks are San Diego, then some are Spain / Virginia.
Which are not, you know, they're not the same place.
They are not the same place, but they will be, we will be living partially in one and then partially in the other.
Oh yeah. You go to Spain for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to know, I just want to go to California and I just hate that we don't know where we're moving.
Yeah. Have you lived in California before?
No, never. Mm-mm.
I think it's good for a season.
Yes, not forever.
I think you would love it. I think you would make the most of it. And I can just imagine you and your cute little family, everybody's tan and blondes, and it's just going to be great.
I think we belong there.
I think so.
All right. So everybody, fingers crossed.
Yes. That she gets to Spain.
No, you're the worst. All right, guys. So before we go, I want to read an iTunes review. So if you chuckled once during this episode, help us spread the pod to more moms like you. Today, I have selected Miss Smith. So she is a longtime listener, first-time reviewer, and this made me cry the first time I read it. So let's see what happens.
It did. You're so sweet.
All of these iTunes reviews, they pretty much all make me cry. So in 2017, I was struggling not so well as a mom, wife, and human. So before a long trip, I decided to branch out from my favorite NPR podcast and seek encouragement from motherhood and my faith. Fast forward. She found your show. So I'm sure that others are tired of hearing me start sentences with on my favorite mom podcast. So instead, I started to say, my friend Emily said, and
oh.
People ask me about this friend Emily, I share the perfectly placed plug for the most accurately titled podcast, Mom Struggling Well.
Way to go.
Isn't that the best? So anyway, she's so sweet. She's been listening for 3 years and I just love those dang old reviews.
Me too. They mean so much. So much of this is completely done in isolation. It's nice to hear.
That's true. So that's all. So if you want to hear more Struggling Sisters episodes, go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. Join for $1 a month.
Thank you, ladies. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Thanks to all the listeners. We're the Struggling Sisters.